Well, I'm leaving the race course now. A soft rain falling on the Wrexham fans. And, well, it was an impossible dream in the end, wasn't it? Just like last year, we left ourselves too much to do. But there's so much to be proud of about Wrexham Football Club at the moment that I think that perspective needs to be held on to. As Steve, my co-commentator, said in the podcast, the fact of the matter is that this club nearly wasn't anything. Nearly didn't take part in this season. When you think of what the fans have done to rally round, and you think of how the players have repaid them on the pitch, 98 points. Yeah, that makes it hurt more. Yeah, it makes it feel cruel. But goodness me, would you have swapped this season for mid-season, mid-table mediocrity and frustration? Would you have swapped this season for that grim campaign 2 years ago when we had a flat midfield and a 4-4-2 that never broke over the halfway line and the football was grim? This is a team to be proud of. They have today, just as they have done throughout the season, poured their heart and soul into trying to repay the fans for the good work that they did on their behalf, paying their wages, paying the bond. And if it hadn't been for all that, then we would have spent this afternoon thinking about which Evo Stick division we'd have got into with our Phoenix club. But, well, instead, we've got a very, very special thing. And football results come and go. Patterns come and go. Sides become strong, the sides weaken. It's cyclical. We're in a positive cycle. We're on an upsurge. There are good people behind the club, behind the scenes, in all sorts of areas. And, well, we just have to keep hold of that. Sure, the disappointment goes. But once it has gone, we need to look very positively towards next season. I'll tell you one thing, though. I've got a bit of a soft spot for York. I love the city. I like the way they play football this season very much. I like the club. Over 180 minutes, I would say they were the best team that played us in the league this season. They beat us at the racecourse comfortably, and at Bootham Crescent, or wherever it's called, the Kit Kat Crescent, or whatever. The fact of the matter is, this, I thought they played some wonderful football, and it was one of the most enjoyable matches I've seen in a long time, where we just defended brilliantly and tried to hit them on the break, and it was terrific. We drew, but they again earned my massive admiration. So my heart says, I really want York to win in the final. But I can't deny, after what's happened today, and after what happened last season in the semi-finals with the playoffs, I really want Luton to go up. Get them out of the way. Give us a clear run. After Crawley and Fleetwood, is it too much to ask that we actually just have an even league and the better team can win, not the team that buys it? Of course, that might not be what happens, even if Luton do go up as well, because lo and behold, looks like Forest Green might be starting to flex their muscles and spending some of their owners' millions, but well, let's wait and see about that. I'm not criticising Luton and saying that. In fact, Luton deserve a lot of credit for not cracking under the pressure we put them under today. But they are naturally a big, big club. They have got money, they've got a budget, which they've earned through their sheer size. And although, yeah, I'd like to see York go up, I'd like to see York get back up where they belong, but yeah, maybe I should be a bit more pragmatic here and say, let's hope Luton get through. Watching the last season's final, I was desperate for Wimbledon to beat Luton because Wimbledon are just a club which is pointing in the right direction, has all the right values, and I was delighted when they went up. But now, a year later, starting to reevaluate that a little bit. But anyway, enough of other issues. Back to Wrexham. This is a side to be proud of. And although it's a sad day, a team to be proud of. They went for broke 3-3-4. With 35 minutes left and nearly pulled her off. There's a reason teams don't start at that formation. It's suicidal. But my goodness me, they nearly pulled it off. I just wish we'd stop being the nearly men, but you can't blame anyone for that. Fact of the matter is, you've got a lot of players out there to be proud of and the club to be proud of. That's a thought to maybe keep us warm over the summer.